to order. Thank you, Philip. I didn't bring the real one. So if you would, I will leave the pledge to the electronics. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I get a motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting in February? Louise moved, Kevin second. Any discussion or changes necessary? Yes, Barbara.
The date of today's meeting is listed as April, and I think it's still March.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Got it.
It's in two places.
He'll find it.
I got it.
You got it already. Any other changes or amendments that are necessary for the minutes? Okay, seeing no more discussion, approve the minutes with the amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, unanimous. Okay, I need a motion to approve the agenda for today's meeting.
Move to approve.
Okay, Robert moved. Victor second. Discussion, do we need any amendments? Richard, do we need any?
Oh, just to add under committee reports, SB 1440.
Okay. Yeah, we do need to, under reports, section B, committee, and 22, SB 1440, committee. Any other amendments or changes? Seeing none, I will call for the question to approve the agenda with that amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? None. It is approved. Okay, is there anyone that would like to have a few minutes in the public forum? Yes, Louise?
I just have a request of everyone. People are using the door to make a beeline to the restroom, and then walking through, leaving it open. The door says, please use for emergency purposes only. It means I have to move my tutoring and because it's way too noisy when you do that. So kindly just follow the sign on the door that says use the other door and use the door. Thanks.
Thank you, Louise. Anyone else?
Regarding the Noel Levitz survey, we're almost done with it. Although I know there's some faculty that have I've neglected or we postponed it a little bit because of other commitments. So we're wrapping it up pretty much. I still have plenty of surveys to distribute, so there's not a lack of that. So if you have not done a survey for your classes, let me know. We'll do it right away. I can come into the class and do it. Some faculty have offered to handle the survey themselves, which is fine. Also, if there's any faculty members or staff people that you're aware of who have not taken the staff or faculty survey, which is different from the student one, let me know as well. I just have actually three or four sheets left of it, so survey form, so of that particular one. So, Noel Levitz, we're moving right along. Don't worry about deadlines. It'll probably be wound up right after our Easter break. There is time to do it.
Thank you, Brian. Anyone else? And I'm seeing, are there any announcements? Spring break, yes.
Yes.
Spring break. Okay, reports, leadership reports. I actually took Brian's place at curriculum committee this last time, and I felt since I was there and I am Senate president, I should let you know that Willie has made it clear that the revised course outlines need to go through your divisions and into curriculum's April meeting. It means that you have to cut and paste onto the new templates and fill in the other areas. If they are not in and they're not approved by curriculum and then the board, then the only option for that class is going to be a face-to-face. There won't be ITV or online or correspondence options for that class. And in light of the fact that they are looking to raise the minimum for a class to make, you want to make sure you have all the options for these classes so that your classes make. And also, please pick up your membership cards.
Ah.
Yeah, we got cards from the Senate. So if you didn't get one, make sure you pick one up. All right. Sherry, do you have anything?
Yeah.
Richard.
I'm working on the library archives for the Senate, and so it should be done by the next meeting and by the end of the year. So you'll have the paper archives, you have a couple of CD-ROMs, and also the online. And I'll be asking Rich Soto to update the link on there to where, if that website's not maintained anymore, then it goes to the archives.
Okay. Thank you. On to committee reports, accreditation, planning, and steering. Articulation and transfer. Basic skills.
Basic skills committee has been meeting, and we are again looking at the new requirements for content review for co-requisites and prerequisites. That's on our agenda to look at, so we are discussing that. As well as looking at some recommendations to some curriculum changes that you'll be seeing through the divisions, etc. So we are looking at a couple different things.
Okay, thank you. Budget? I know, there's no money.
Yeah. The budget forms are out now. They should be distributed by the divisions, so all the divisions division chairs should have a budget form, and I believe they should be into Willie's office and approved by Willie by April 15th, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I think that's the date. Okay. And then the budget committee is going to review the budgets afterwards.
Okay.
After
Thank
that
you.
Date.
Catalog. Curriculum. Distance education. We need to change that.
Can I say something to curriculum? Not from the committee, but the curriculum committee, with the number of changes that are going on in curriculum, I wanted to encourage all of the people in the curriculum committee to look at maybe attending the workshop, the Summer Institute for Curriculum. There are so many changes that are occurring with the TMCs and with the prerequisite, co-requisite. The State Academic Senate is putting on a Curriculum Institute in July. It's on the Academic Senate website. And whoever the new curriculum chair will be for next fall, we need to send that person to that Curriculum Institute.
Thank you. In fact, Willie did ask if we could know who our curriculum co-chair is going to be by the end of May, so that he can send that person to the Institute. So if it's no longer going to be Mickey, we're going to need to find out who it's going to be. If anybody sees Mickey, ask her if she still wants to continue that position. If I see her, I'll ask her too. All right, enrollment management. Equivalency. I didn't think so. Facilities, faculty and staff diversity, flex.
Meeting this Thursday at 3:00 if anyone wants to join us in 1:00.
Okay, thank you, June. Foundation, faculty, that's me. The barbecue is April 29th, which is also the same day that they are having the second annual talent competition in the auditorium, being sponsored by ASG. If you need tickets for the barbecue, I have tickets. If you have a donation for the silent auction, I will take care of that as well. So let me know, send me an email, call me, chase me down. We'll take care of it. Okay, instructional technology.
Still looking from the chairs to give me feedback on my revisions. Okay. I heard from Brian.
And I have a question for you. Phil, could you explain again, for my benefit and everyone's benefit, how you, where this website is again? It's on a bridge?
It's on the bridge, but it's only accessible by the chairs. So the chairs are responsible for going out and getting the information from the departments as far as what's lacking, technologically speaking, in your classrooms, in your office, what have you. That then conveyed on the bridge in the chat room, and then we'll take it to Lily as a group.
Okay. Thank you. Matriculation? Program review?
Okay, program review has been meeting every week. There's several program reviews. We've already approved business, services, informational technology, and maintenance and operations. And on the current docket are instructional services program, alcohol and drug studies, childhood development center, and childhood development program. So those are the four remaining. Mm-hmm. And so it's keeping us very, very busy to look through these, make sure they're right.
Okay, thank you. Scholarship committee, Hortensia has stepped up and decided to take the lead on that, and she's not here, so maybe next time. Security.
I had a clarification of the scholarship committee. I heard rumors from the students that like deadline had been extended.
Yes,
but
it
I
has.
I haven't heard anything from anybody.
It's extended to the 15th, I believe. Diana Mendez sent out an email, and everyone emailed. So that speak of the devil.
Me? Just am I the devil?
We're just talking about scholarship committee.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to stand over here. So there's no more chair.
There's a chair back here.
Academic Senate.
Okay.
Yeah. The deadline was extended to the 15th.
Oh. 15th of April.
Yeah. So students can still apply for that. Security task force. Did it meet?
No, I want to go back to scholarship.
Oh, okay.
We have another CTA scholarship committee, and we met last week since we are talking about scholarship.
Okay.
We have another meeting. And we set the deadline for the students to apply to be April 29th.
Okay.
And we should have all the material out to advertise the scholarship by the end of the week.
Okay. Thank you. Let us know.
Were the deadline for all the scholarships or just the Senate?
Just Senate was extended.
Because it wasn't, no one responded or asked or something.
It wasn't on the list or something.
I don't know what happened.
But that wasn't included with all the other scholarships that were due the 18th of March. So this one was moved up to April 15th.
Yeah, thank you for getting on that. She didn't reply to me. She doesn't like me. Staff development. We're all developing just fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brian, student learning outcomes.
Student learning outcomes met today, and we are in the process of finalizing institutional learning outcomes to recommend to the during the flex day. April 21 is the next flex day. And so far we have five: critical thinking, communication, community and global awareness, personal and professional growth, information technology, information competency, and then competency in technology. Those are the, actually we have six so far. We're still putting the final touches on it. So that will be forthcoming. And then the other item is this green page you have from the SLO committee. You can tell that we are ecologically concerned. It's proven by the green paper we use. And there are two tips. One is something I emailed out a couple of weeks ago. Dealing with SLOs and responsibility really for everybody, not just faculty. And then the fifth one is pre and post tests. So these are suggestions, ideas, recommendations for SLO assessments from the SLO committee.
Thank you, Brian. Title III?
Although they haven't met, I can tell you that Vicki informed me today that they completed their annual review.
There she is. Should we ask her now?
Mm-hmm.
Ask her. Yes, ask away. We were wondering if you would like to continue as the curriculum co-chair next year.
No.
No, okay. So we know we have to start working on this so that Willie has a name by the end of May. There's an institute and he wants to send whoever it is. So. All right, on to 22. The new 22, SB 1440 committee. Anything new?
Yes, actually. There is such one. The SB 1440.
Yeah. We amended the. You're all right.
Tensha, do you want to report? You want me to report? You've got your hands.
There's a bunch of things, but I'm not sure.
I'll
pick up wherever you left.
I think one of the things the committee was supposed to also look at institutional requirements and aligning the degree, because we're aligning degrees across the state. In the research that we did, we found that there were no other community colleges that had specific institutional requirements that were outside of SLOs, et cetera. So the committee is recommending to curriculum committee where any action will be taken that we drop the institutional requirements and have them fall within the degree cap. In general, they fall within those areas. And then we're also working on aligning what are, as you now hear us talk about, the TMCs. There have been a change that was recommended to the cycle blood, and we're working on that. And we continue to meet every other week. We're looking at the kinesiology and child development. All right.
The TMC in psychology already has gone for curriculum and has been approved to go forward. Next, in the April curriculum meeting, is going to be the kinesiology TMC itself. Legislation says that we have at least two TMCs on fall on our catalog for fall 2011.
Thank you, guys. All right, on to unfinished business. I'm only up to $95 for the seat sponsorship, which means there's still some people that need to...
Well, how much more money do we need? Can we just...
It's 105 to...
100, we need $105 total?
On top.
More?
105 more. So it's 200 total for the seat.
Okay.
And so no, we don't have any money.
I never come to this meeting with money.
I don't go anywhere with money. These are fake pockets.
She doesn't know what the president knows.
Here we go.
Thank you. Yay, look at that. Just a little closer now.
95 to go, right?
Yes. Yeah, we went the other way. All right, now we are...
Okay. FPEC.
Fine Performing Arts. See how wonderful we can actually teach something every day. Basketball fever. All right, so we are now on to item B, which is a continuation of our first reading of WAC. Yeah, we're on it. We're up to line 30, 31, 32. That little chunk.
Right there, there's line 30.
Right. So I need a motion to accept lines 30, 31, 32.
Move to accept.
Here we have a motion. Need a second. Robert seconds. Floor is open for discussion. Okay, Greg, then Louise.
I'm just wondering, what is the ultimate goal of passing this resolution?
Greg, we're actually only handling those three lines.
This is
to accept these three lines.
The union business.
What is the union business?
Well, it's linked with union.
In these three lines?
In the last sentence. So obviously there's going to be some kind of motion made in our union to get this put into a contract. So
he's talking about the very end.
I'm just wondering what kind of
Greg, we're not that far yet.
We're
not that far yet, sir. We're only working on 30, 31, 32. The lines you're talking about are much later. Yes, these group of sentences are up for discussion. Louise?
Excuse me.
Actually, I would either strike this or change it altogether. I don't think it does anything that it adds to the resolution. To speak with one voice, it waxes philosophical, but I don't think that's the point of a resolution. And although philosophically I agree with it, I would just strike it or refer it to institutional learning outcomes or language to that effect.
Is that a motion, Bijou?
No, we already have a motion to discussion. It's just a more discussion.
I second Louise's motion to strike this out.
Well, thank you. I made it as a motion.
No, there's no motion made.
There's no motion yet?
We're discussing.
We're just okay. We're
discussing.
If I may.
Robert, then Brian.
I suggest that because of lines 23 to 26, you can probably get along without it, but it's pretty reasonable in terms of what the pedagogy does say and giving a reason to even bother with this thing.
Brian, then Sherry?
I would agree with all the points made. So I don't think it really adds much. And I guess the concept of speaking with one voice is in a quote. I don't know if that's quoting someone or something, but I'm not sure if we all necessarily speak with one voice anyway, but we're diverse and we have different points of view and so on. So I would agree with the concept to get rid of it. Just these three lines.
Sherry?
Yeah, I'm in favor of striking it as well because of the distinction between APA and MLA in particular.
Good point.
Someone has to make a motion to strike the line.
I move that we strike those three lines.
Second,
okay. Any more discussion?
May I just ask for a clarification? I'm happy with striking it. I don't understand what MLA and APA has to do with it.
One voice.
Oh.
At least two voices. MLA.
The way writing and research is approached using APA format is completely different than what is instructed in the English courses. It is completely different.
See, here's the problem. My undergraduate bachelor's are in English and psych, and to me, they're not.
Well, the thing is, the APA publication manual has changed so many times since you graduated from college, I can't even tell you. And we're currently working in an edition that's been published for about a year.
Yeah, and I got a copy upstairs,
different.
And the underlying philosophy is not different. But it's kind of a moot point because we're going to throw it out anyway.
Exactly.
It's a great
question.
It's a great debate.
Thank you. Who was that?
Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
Move on.
All right, all those in favor of striking these three lines, signify by raising your hands, please.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
Okay, all those opposed signify by raising your hand, please. Any abstentions signify? One, two. Okay. Motion carries. All right, how do you want to chunk up the next part? Three lines at a time? Or the first three lines and then
it can be the first, it can be lines 33 and then item number one.
All right. So we will now handle lines 33, 34, 35. To be it resolved. Do I hear a motion to accept these? Brian and Victor seconded. Yvita. All right, floor is open to discuss these three lines. Brian?
Maybe endorses the following concepts. I guess what the sense of this is. These concepts and principles. The following, in other words, there's a whole bunch of them. The following, maybe. This is the actual resolution itself, right? This is the.
Right. This is the. Yep. This is the meat, potatoes. Okay. Bijou?
I don't think we can consider 33 to 35 separate from the concepts and principles which are being discussed by themselves. It doesn't make sense to just, because this is just a prelude to what the concepts and the principles are. I think we should consider the concepts and principles also along with this prelude to that. But how can you accept this without knowing what you're accepting? It doesn't make sense to me.
We're wordsmithing, we're fixing what we think might be wrong with the language at this point.
I would add to line number 36, item number 1.
We're not there yet.
You said we're going to do
we're not there yet, Louise.
35, 36.
No, 33, 34, 35.
Oh, you know what? When it printed out, it's different than what you have there. Sorry.
It's okay.
It does look different on the printed page. I like the 33 through 35.
So right now all we have is that one word changing?
Call for the question.
Okay, we have a call for the question. All those in favor of approving 33, 34, 35 with the word change, the following, signify by raising your hands, please. Those in favor. Those opposed, same sign. Those opposed. Those opposed.
I mean, abstain.
Abstained. I'm sorry. Those abstaining. 3, 4, 5, 6. Motion carries. And let's go to the board. All right, now we are on to item 1. And I agree with the secretary that we will handle these by item. There are 6. We will start with item 1. Lines 36, 37. Louise, did you want Dr. Garcia?
I motion that registration be out of time.
I'm sorry, it sounded like he's making a motion.
Okay.
See, he is making a motion that the administration, so it would just read to develop in tandem with the individual divisions.
Well, just to develop with individual divisions, we should start with individual divisions.
He needs a second. He needs a second if he's making a motion.
Yeah, Dr. Garcia needs a second if he's making a motion.
Do this
way you did the
other one. Do you want to discuss all of it and then do the motion? It's open for discussion right now.
Yeah, it is.
There is no second.
There is no second.
We didn't open the item for discussion. I moved to open the item for discussion. That's what we have to do. Sorry.
I move that we open the item for discussion, item number one.
Thank you.
Second.
Now it's open. And Dr. Garcia, your comments are taken into consideration.
It's a motion. A motion that's a trick from that.
You would like to strike the administration?
Yeah.
Point of order.
Thank you, Robert.
Had no, the motion to amend had no second. Without a second, it dies.
And then a subsequent motion is made.
But which motion are we on?
You want me to vote out?
Secretary, okay, secretary, okay. Wait.
The motion is very clear. Strict.
Dr. Garcia, point of order. The secretary is going to clarify where we are.
There was a motion to open item number one for discussion. It was seconded and moved. It was moved and seconded. The item was opened up for discussion. Dr. Garcia is making a motion and expecting a second to strike the phrase "the administration" from item number one. So we are open for a second motion for an endorsement. You move, so you need a second. That's where we are.
Dr. Garcia has a motion on the floor. We need a second. Is there a second to Dr. Garcia's motion?
I'll second.
Okay, there is a second.
Point of order.
Again?
Yes. First off, it was moved. There was no second. There was ample time for it. It went on. Now we're removing a motion that already failed. My substitute motion would be strike the words in tandem with the administration and individual divisions. Have the section okay. Simply read to develop a writing across the curriculum approach. I'd like to move that. It would need a second.
May I make a correction to that? It was moved by Brian Teovo and seconded by Louise Gallant to open up item one for discussion.
Still on discussion.
Yep. We didn't vote.
Yeah, so on discussion. Yeah.
Can we have some more discussion before we make a complete motion? That would be appropriate.
Right. There wasn't any vote. I mean, Dr. Garcia got anxious and excited to say his thing, and we never got a vote. So we don't even have.
We're still having call for the question.
So we need basically
discussion.
No. We need to call for the vote to accept item number one so that we can open it for discussion. Dr. Garcia was excited. He wanted to get it there. All right, so all those in favor of opening item one for discussion, please signify by raising your hands. Thank you. Yeah, that's where we were all lost. All those opposed, same sign. Abstentions, same sign. All right, motion carries. Now, open for discussion. Louise, Dr. Garcia beats you.
Okay.
Whoa. Louise has the floor first. Dr. Garcia, you're second. Still excited.
I agree that we are not opening it in conjunction with the administration, and I think we should develop language that doesn't include that. I also think that because in 34 we talk about reading, writing, and research or quantitative thinking across the curriculum, that the writing across the curriculum approach in quotes should be broader to include reading, writing, and research across the curriculum that we mentioned in line 34.
I don't see, where's the calculation?
Okay, so is that a motion?
No, we're still doing discussion. I don't want to move anything until we have plenty of discussion.
Where's positive?
Researching.
So I said reading, writing, and research.
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 There's nothing about
computation. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's because I was thinking it. I think it should be there. I think it should be there.
For that wasn't what.
Okay. Dr. Garcia is second, and I have a feeling he's going to support what you said about administration.
For those who speak English very well, how would we say to develop in tandem, to raise the administration, and then we can say the following. Individual divisions, blah, 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 blah. I want the word out of administration, out.
Biju.
Yes, I think Brian and the SLO team are developing institutional level outcomes, and one of the institutional level outcomes is going to be communications. And I think that pretty much addresses writing across the curriculum. I think this whole sentence is moot, and it needs to be stricken out. I'm not making a motion yet, but that is my opinion. I think institutional level outcomes are replacing this writing across the curriculum. So I don't think we need a separate resolution or a separate focus on writing across the curriculum approach. Whatever that means, I don't know what that means. Whatever that is. So I think this point itself should be stricken out. I'm not making a motion yet, but that's my discussion.
Okay. Sue?
I kind of like what Rob came up with earlier because I don't see how this body is going to do anything in tandem with divisions. Is that going to be another committee? How long is our committee list going to be?
If we had our way, it'd be shorter than 22, Henry.
The problem I have for all college level, the problem we have in vocational is we have several adults that take our classes at night. We're only taking one class for a job advancement, so how would that, what would it do to them?
What is college level? What does that mean?
Well, yeah, exactly. Is it
100
and above.
I think.
But do we need to specify associate's degree, transfer degree, versus certificates?
Or general education requirements. That's
it.
GE, I guess it. Yeah, that's
yeah,
good.
Okay. That's a good point, Henry. Thank you. Robert.
If I may, again, I'd like to suggest that we remove everything from in tandem to divisions. And second, I'd point out that there's a reason to have the adjectives college level and transfer there. That would automatically lead up certificated courses. Third thing I'd say is I'm getting the feeling that people think this is an attempt to make everybody in every class write long English term papers. And that's just not the point. I mean, there are different research, reading, and writing requirements for each of the disciplines in each of the classes. I just read this as an attempt to say there ought to be some kind of read and write and research in college level and transfer level classes.
Biju.
While all college level students should be able to read and write in a cogent and clear manner, we have taken care of this writing across the curriculum approach by the level of prerequisites that are required for each of the classes. Like, say, chemistry, we have taken care of the prerequisite English and reading. And what I am trying to say is the Brian's team with the SLO, they're coming up with institutional level outcomes. And then we can fine-tune each of the course level outcomes and the program level outcomes to be in tandem with the institutional level outcomes.
Okay, thank you. Tensha?
Now, regarding the college level and transfer courses, under our matriculation plan, which is under Ed Code, college level is any course that's 100 and above, period. Transfer course is any automotive 101 or any DCT. Any of those courses that are 100 above are all considered transferable courses because they are 100 and above and they are thrown as elective courses even though they've met the general education. The student doesn't need to have an associate's degree to transfer. All they have to have is 60, 39 GEs and the rest in transferable courses. There's any course that's 100 and above.
That's all my classes.
Yep.
So we need to fix that.
in the automotive welding BCT any course that's 100 and above, period. So this doesn't make sense.
Robert.
Well, I'd just like to respond briefly to Bijou. Here's the thing that I kept noticing when I read up a little bit more on this stuff. Anything you read on it, as far back as Edward White from spring 1991, Edward White is an emeritus now, but he was the head of composition and writing across the curriculum at UC San Bernardino for a very extended period of time. And everything about it says that, it says three basic things. Students come into college, they can't read, write, and do research. They get into college, they can't read, write, and do research. They get out of college, they can't read, write, and do research. And a primary issue in that, Edward White and everybody else says, is it boils down to saying they simply don't get enough practice if they just do it in an English class. And they don't get any reinforcement or reason if it's just confined to an English class. I mean, essentially what it says is that reading, writing, and research are the heart of education. And they have to be done in their different ways in all the disciplines. And I'd emphasize, they have to be done in their different ways, but it has to be done somehow in all the disciplines. That's what all the research, all the discussion, all the observation says. And it never says anything else. That's all it says.
Bijou.
I think this is something that needs to be tackled at the course level by the individual program manager or the person in charge of the program, and this is not something that is biting across the entire college, because each person, like in chemistry, knows that what kind of an essay I can expect in terms of, say, report writing or in terms of an essay on electron bonding, and that is already being taken care of in the chemistry course outline. Why do we even need a writing across the curriculum approach? I'm not able to grasp my mind around that.
Sharon.
One of the things with the SLO committee, we are trying to look at the fact that we do have students, you know, that are coming at a level of not reading, and some of them are interested in only in some courses. And we're trying to make, like, the SLOs pretty broad so that they do encompass the concept that we want people to communicate written and verbally, but based on each discipline, will have some say in it. And I think writing across the curriculum approach, I think people get caught up in, like Robert says, that it needs to be an essay for some of those classes. That's not really appropriate in some classes. It just isn't. And so I think there's an issue about looking at the SLOs.
Wondering if we shouldn't entertain a motion to table this, to continue this discussion at the next meeting. We have two more items on the agenda. Bijou, then Robert.
Okay, so since you already made a motion to continue to the next meeting, I was going to make a motion to strike out this entire item one.
Second.
Is he making the motion? Because he says he's thinking about it.
Oh, are you making the motion?
No, I'm making a motion.
You're making the motion to strike it.
Seconded
by Dr. Garcia. Okay. Is there any discussion on striking
item? Motion. Move to amend.
Move to amend.
In tandem with the administration and individual divisions.
To develop, keep to develop in there. Don't strike out to develop.
The original motion was to strike out the entire thing. So yes. Wait, hold on, everybody. Hold on.
Okay.
Don't get a little too excited.
Yeah, you got a little excited, Dr. Garcia, all over him.
Is that what you're talking about, Robert? Down here?
Add in.
Strike out
and
in.
Add individual divisions. Only to develop a writing across the curriculum approach.
What happened?
So that is a substitute.
Do we have a second point of order? Does Robert's motion have a second?
I'll second Robert's motion.
Okay.
Discussion on this, what?
Point of order. The second motion completely changes the first, and he only did it not as a amendment to the first motion. It should go back to the first person to see whether or not they accept his amendment to theirs. That's
answer.
That.
So, I don't know that.
Well,
so
I didn't
what
either.
They need to do is, does the first person accept his amendment as a...
would be Bijou, right?
Yes.
Bijou, do you accept that amendment?
No, I don't know.
Because it changes so much the first
It changes the First Amendment.
I thought anybody could move to amend.
Only to amend the first the motion, the main motion itself.
The
Can
main
I call
motion.
For the question on the original motion?
Bijou's motion? There's been a call for the question on Bijou's motion.
Point of order. The original motion was, in fact, the one I made.
Yeah,
in fact, I made it two or three times.
Yeah.
It did not get discussed.
Was it made as a motion? Was it communicated as a motion?
May I make a simple one thing? Two remarks. One. In the future, if you are making a motion, please say, I move. Don't say, I'm thinking I'm moving. I'm suggesting that someone make the motion. Say, I move. Please. Second, I do not recall anyone giving a second to Dr. Robertson's earlier motions at all.
There were no seconds on it. And Bijou has declined the substitute. So we need to vote on Bijou's motion.
Bijou's motion. Point of order.
Robert.
For the record, I'd like to say again that Dr. Garcia made a motion. He did not receive a second. We went on in the discussion and then went back soliciting a second for that motion. I'd just like to suggest that we're going to do that one more time. We should continue. Did we correct it?
We did correct it, Robert.
Okay, I call for the question on whoever made the motion.
Bijou's motion to eliminate item one. All those in favor of eliminating item one, please signify by raising your hands. All those opposed, same sign.
Five.
Abstentions. Four. Five.
Nine. Motion carries.
Motion carries. Okay, we need to carry this to the next meeting. I need a motion to carry. Thank you, Brian. A second to carry it, Victor. Any discussion? No.
What's the date?
Call for the question. All those in favor of moving this to the next meeting?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
What's the date?
Anyone opposed? April 21st. No.
26.
26. Sorry.
What?
April
26th. Anyone opposed?
April what?
26.
Thank you.
Here. All right. Motion carries. New business. Is there any new business to bring to the floor? Are there any items anyone would like to bring forth for future business?
Wait.
What?
Election, Senate election. Next
meeting. Yeah, future business. Next meeting, we do need to look at nominations for President, Vice President, and Secretary of the Academic Senate. Not nominating today. Need to be looking at that and making nominations in the next meeting.
Each office is 2 years long.
Each office is 2 years long under the new bylaws. Once you're elected, you're in it 2 years. That's your term. Tensha and then Robert.
SB 1440 people are having a
they're pretty upset, not the people that organized the committee, but regarding the 18 unit limit for each associate's degree. So it's being questioned. I want to bring that to, I guess, discussion, or not an action item unless everyone agrees, but I'll send out an email what it regards to. But they're questioning, because it's an ed code, the 18 unit limit for associate's degree, and they're questioning, is that something that we really need? And a lot of people are saying no. A lot of the transfer center directors, academic center, and other places are saying that, so they're looking into that. And I would like to bring that up, because we're being asked, transfer center directors and articulation officers are being asked to vote on a survey that they sent out. So before I can say yes or no, I want to get everyone's opinion.
Okay, but send a breakdown to everybody.
Okay.
Just break it down.
Okay.
Was Robert, did you have something?
If I could suggest, I think it might be good if the Senate got into the issue of revamping our scholarship application process. Just for openness, it begins way too late. And I think it might be possible for us to be helpful in sort of untangling some of the knots that have formed.
Scholarship committee? Will you take it to the members? Okay, thank you. Here, I need a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
3, 4, 5. All those in favor, hit the door. Don't forget to pick up your cards.